Blog Talk Radio.
Richard Energizer, Bunny Cooper, and we're just thrilled to be back on the show. Oh my goodness, lovely! This has been a long time coming. Wow!
Oh my gosh, we took a nice little hiatus, and now we're back on a mission to keep going. So, awesome to be back. So listen, since we're coming back and being reunited and get this show off the ground, we are talking about breakthroughs. Because things have happened, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot of positive things have happened. I mean, you know, sometimes you have to develop. You have to go away for a little while, and you got to grow and develop. I call mine my winter. I went through my winter. I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
And I've been following your journey, too, by the way. And, yeah, I just learned so much. It's just about breakthroughs. I mean, so what about yours? I mean, I know everybody's just – by the way, everybody, Leslie and I have been friends for how many years now, Leslie? Like 11
gosh.
Years?
I think it's since 2005. So what is that?
Well, I wasn't bad in school. And algebra, I was good in general math, algebra, but trigonometry and all that other stuff, forget it. It was since 2005, so you figure about, 6 years or something like that. It was 2003. It was 2003 or 2004, so, we figure about 12, 13 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, and you and I have known it. We've been hooked up together on Facebook for eight years, so it's a long 12 years, I think, total. So
12 years
yeah,
total.
Yep. We've known each other a long time, and we just keep going, moving forward. So within those 12 years, you got to have what I like to say, screw-ups. You call your winters, I call it screw-ups.
Well, if you don't have the screw-ups, you don't learn. The only way to grow is to fail. And one of the biggest things that I've learned in my life is failing forward, because, and speaking of breakthroughs, I mean, the hiatus that I went through was, there was a period in my life where I was growing. I had to grow in different areas. And it took me losing certain aspects of my life in order for me to be able to see what I was really made out of. And that made me so much stronger. In fact, I've got a fire in me today that's probably better than any fire that I think I've ever had in my entire life. And anybody that's around me feels the energy, feels the energy. How about yourself? I've been watching you going to the gym. Check you out over there.
Yeah, here's my breakthrough, okay? And I think this is really important for anybody who's overweight or borderline diabetic or whatever it is that's going on in their life health-wise. So it's really, really, really important to sign up for something that you really want. Because here's what happened. I signed up for the gym like over a year ago, and somebody else was taking care of the billing, and I had this image that I was going to lose weight like lickety-split and be like looking like, I don't know, Jolie. Maybe I was going to look like Jolie.
Or Beyonce.
or Beyonce in like 5 days.
Right, exactly.
So when 5 days came along and I didn't look like Beyonce or Jolie, I got bummed. So
you're like, where is it now? I paid all this money and they didn't deliver.
They didn't deliver. So I gave up. I gave up because I had unrealistic ideas. So I went like 9 months without, and then I gained a lot of weight back, and then things changed a little bit financially so that I could pay for it. So now I pay for it, and I go just about every single day, and now I'm seeing the results of that. But so the point is that you really have to invest in yourself. You have to want to do that, invest in yourself, and not blame other things or other people or situations or whatever that didn't go the way that you want. You have to take responsibility for your own choices. So that was huge.
Amen to that. Well, I can definitely relate to that as well, too, because I had to take full responsibility for, you know, the actions and stuff like that. It was this, it was the blame game. It was the blame game, you know, oh, well, so-and-so did this to me, poor me. And I'm in a situation that I'm in right now. And it's like, no, Richard, you're in a situation like that. It's because you made poor choices, whether it be financial choices, whether you made poor choices with your health, you know, and whatever the case may be. And you have to fess up to it and take full responsibility. And then for me and my journey, so what I learned to do was first and foremost recognize my breakthrough came when I recognized where I was at, okay? I recognized and acknowledged where I was at right now at this point, okay? And then I said, okay, what do I want? What direction do I want to go in? I can't stay in this area of my life anymore. I refuse to allow my mind to stay in that cycle. And one of the biggest things that I had learned, because I listened to a lot of motivational coaches, and I have coaches, okay? And one of the things that I learned and have been trained on is we tell ourselves a story. The reason why people fail and don't have a breakthrough is because they're telling themselves a story. And I was telling myself a story for a large portion of my life, and it didn't hit me until I became an adult that, oh, my goodness, Richard, you're telling yourself a story that is sabotaging your life, and you're not going to have a breakthrough until you come to grips with that. So I got myself, a life coach, if you will, which is actually Tony Robbins, you know, and other motivational coaches. And so what I did was I recognized what it was, and then I said, I'm going to change my story. And then I put it into action. And then the other thing, too, Leslie, is anything that was in my life that was choking my success, anything that was choking my success and prohibiting me from moving forward in life, I eliminated it. I mean, look, the only way to be well of an ailment or anything like that is you have to nip it at the root. And the way to nip it at the root, and the root cause, is all in our mind. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm talking about?
It's in your – the wellness attitude and frame of mind begins in your mind, and then the body will follow because you're directing it. You know, but it takes time. It takes time, and you have to screw up.
Yes.
You have to make these
You do.
Know, and the thing about the story, I know exactly what you're talking about because – I've told myself a few stories about my life and who I thought I was. But you know what?
Haven't
when
we
you
all?
Get to be, when, yeah, when you get to be an adult and older in your life, you actually have a choice to whether you're going to believe those stories or not, or create new ones. And I'm into creating new ones, new stories.
That's right. You know. That's right. And the way to do that and creating a new story, and of course, you know, you do it in the way that's working best for you. We both are on a similar path, even though we're moving in the same positive direction, but we're doing it according to what each one of our needs are. And the one way to do that is to change our pattern of thinking and change the way we live. What we put in, you know, I'm a firm believer of that statement. First time I heard it, it just stayed with me for the rest of my life. Garbage in, garbage out. I don't even look at things on a daily basis that my day literally starts out. And my breakthrough started when every morning I decided that when I got up, I was going to put on something inspirational and motivational. I mean, literally, while I am get up out of bed, I put on a YouTube video, something motivational, inspiration, whichever one pops up, because they usually know which ones you like. And then I just put it on, and then I'm taking a shower, you know, while it's playing in the bathroom, you know, and then I'm shaving, you know, and I'm brushing my teeth, you know, and all that cool stuff, you know, and I'm ironing my clothes, you know, and I'm making my lunch. I'm doing all kinds of cool stuff, or I'm at the gym. It's all constant listening to that. It's constant and never-ending improvement. You know what I mean? Because that's the big thing right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I totally agree with that, because that, my dear friend, is called immersion. You are immersing
yes.
yourself in positivity. And it's the same thing. You know, now I'm like buying all these sports magazines and
amazing.
And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, these fitness magazines, and I have, like, you know, a little mini gym in my room, and, you know. So
oh, my goodness. Pretty soon I'm going to hear you saying, I'll be back.
You know,
Leslie Schwarzenegger.
No, you got to put an A at the end. Leslie Schwarzenegger.
That's right. I'm here to pump you up.
Oh my gosh. But you know, that's what it's about. It's called immersion. You know, you're going to immerse
yes.
yourself to, you know, really get yourself into that strong, build that muscle, that mind muscle, you
that's
know.
Right. That's
you
right.
Know?
And you know what, yeah, and one of the things that also worked for me too, for me, Leslie, too, was it was a whole package deal. I mean, it was. I started with it. It starts in the mind, and then for me, it started in the mind. And then the next thing was, is I said, okay, I'm going to start working out more. I'm just going to do it. Like Tony Robbins said, he said, don't sit there and say, I'm just looking for. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to research and I'm going to find the right type of coach. I'm going to find da 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 da. And I'm going to do this and this and this. And I'm going to do all kinds of research. He says, no, what you need to do is you need to have somebody get behind you and kick you in the butt and say, get out there and run. You know, go work out. Just do it. And so that's what I ended up doing for me. I actually got myself together and said, okay, I Googled, watched like a few YouTube videos to kind of get a feel for the kind of workout programs that I wanted to do. And then I went to a gym, and I saw what they had there, and I just paced myself. And then I just said, okay, every day I'm going to do a little bit, which is called the compound effect. There's a really good book that I started reading, and I was listening to also on audio. It's called the compound. Have you ever seen this one? It's by Darren
Hardy.
Oh,
yeah, it's by Darren Hardy. Yeah, I got that. Yep.
Yeah, it's a really little book, and it's a really easy read, big letters for anybody that might have a challenge. you just read through this thing, and it's basically the compound effect is jumpstart your income, your life, your success. Darren Hardy, and you can, for anybody that's listening to the radio show, you can actually find the audio book on YouTube, believe it or not. And
wow.
I actually have the book here. Yeah, it just talks about really, you know, well, you know the concept and the principles behind it is that you just have to do a little bit each day. So what are your perspectives on like your journey and, you know, I guess for what anybody else out there is, you know, that might be listening in and having a struggle or a challenge? I mean, because you mentioned that about the challenge with the weight and all that stuff. And I know about your journey, but, you know, I'm not going to steal your thunder. So, I mean, anybody that might be having a challenge, what would you recommend?
I would say probably if someone's just starting and toying around with this idea of changing their life for the better, and
mm-hmm.
I'm talking health and wellness and all that, first, you have to take responsibility. So if you go to the doctor and the doctor's looking at your blood work and says, "Hey, you got to stop eating sugar," you know, and
right.
you give them this look like, "Oh man, I got to change my diet. I got to cut out sugar and all this stuff." So here, you got to do it. Like what I did is I monitored my my lab results like a hawk. I mean, every 3 months I'm seeing
mm-hmm.
the doctor and I have all my blood work checked and it's awesome now. But the thing you have to remember is you've been probably eating like that for years. So your body
right.
is accustomed to a certain way of behavior. so to speak, okay? And so when you make a life change, you have to give your body time to adapt. You have to adapt.
Right.
And so for it's taken me 2 months to get my blood sugar down, so it's like around 100. Like when I do a fasting blood sugar in the morning, I do it every day so I can keep tabs on what I'm eating and what's spiking and blah, blah, blah. So important. But the thing is, it takes time. It takes time. And so you have to listen and accept that your body and adapt that your body's going to adapt, because it will. It just takes time to get used to the new behavior that you're introducing. So you, so during that time, you really need to have a support system, because you're going to screw up. You're going to screw up. You're going to say, "Oh, I can't do this. I want to eat my cheesecake. I love my cheesecake, or I love fried chicken, or whatever the heck it is." And you're going to be like dying to eat that stuff. But I got the good news is your body gets used to the new way of eating. And then all that other stuff isn't going to be that important to you anymore. So you just have to take it one day at a time. Yeah. So
but
you need that support system.
Yes, that's what I talk about. Because, you know, and by that time, when your body finally starts adjusting to it, you're not ready to bite somebody's head off. Because, you know, when because it's amazing. It's so true, Leslie, because a woman that introduced me to nutrition many, many years ago. She,
I remember.
She told me the same thing you just said, and that rang and resonated with me, that it took us years to get to where we are today. And it's going to take a little bit of time for our bodies to pretty much reset. Our bodies have to go through a reset. And sometimes the resets can be, you know, pleasant. You can kind of like glide along, you know, with ease. And then other times your body's going to be like, "What the heck are you doing?" Which, you know, and manifest. Right, and manifest in a form of headaches and, you know, I'm going to be a little TMI, diarrhea, and, oh, my goodness, I thought this stuff is not good. But it's going to, our mind's going to play tricks on us and say, "See, you know you need to go out there and get you another Twinkie. And all this mess, and stop this foolishness."
right. And believe
you know
me,
what I mean?
You know this, if you give yourself 1 month. I mean, it took me 2 months to get my blood sugar down. It's a slow process, but believe me, it's worth it when you get it down there, because you're not taking pills for diabetes. You know, you're not going through all that stuff. So it just takes time. But if you give your body, like, at least a month, no sugar, if you go cold turkey on sugar, oh, my God, you can taste the sweetness in foods all by themselves that are masked by the sugar that you dump on it, you know? Same with salt. So I don't use any salt or any sugar, nothing, zip, nada. So, and
that's
food is
awesome.
Just that much better. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
You
baby,
know,
baby.
Ooh, yeah, baby. I know. They're like going, it sounds like you're in.
Hello? Well, I think Richard just got disconnected. we're so excited about this radio show. I think he pushed the wrong button. I have to laugh. So, yeah, listen, if you're listening to me, okay, you got to give your body time, but you have to have a support system. Here he is. What happened to you?
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know. I think all the excitement and stuff like that, the lines probably just couldn't handle all the energy, and it just dropped me right off. Man, I tell you. No, but I tell you what, it's interesting you said that, too, because, boy, you obviously know about this, but I'm going to give just kind of like elaborate on it a little bit more. I actually started transitioning to more of a plant-based diet. So I could say it's like maybe 95, 96%. Plant-based. I mean, I've been doing raw fruits and vegetables. I eat beans and all kinds of plant-based stuff. I'm making these really cool recipes too, Leslie. And I did that for my personal journey because first and foremost, I started doing the research on it and seeing the blood work that people were having on it. And I just started feeling so much better. Now, that was just part of my regimen. And, you know, I work out. I work out every day. And I get all the protein. I get all the proteins. Of course, you know, I take really good supplementations from Shockley.
But of course, you know.
I mean, come on. You can't leave it. I said, I had did a video the other day recently, and I said, once you go to Shockley, you'll never go backly. And people thought... People thought that was kind of crazy, but that's just me. But my journey,
but
you know, as far
true.
As...
It's true. Shockley's awesome.
Isn't Shockley awesome? And, you know, Leslie, it's just, you said that about the way the foods taste and stuff like that. It's amazing because when you actually, our brains are, or we're conditioned in society to have all this junk. You know, and
right.
I grew up on, and, you know, and, I mean, I grew up on, you know, home-cooked meals. I mean, you know, and, you know, it was some fast food, stuff like that. And, of course, you know, when I moved out on my own, I was cooking a little bit then, but then I started eating out a little bit more. And my sister sent me a picture when I was back in Atlanta. I'll just send it to you so you can see it. And it was when I first got to Atlanta, and I was kind of a little chunky there.
I saw that picture.
No, you haven't seen this one. She just sent it to me the other day. But I saw
a picture of you when you looked a little hefty, and I went, is that you? It doesn't look like you, see.
That is right. And that was the result of just eating the standard American diet, you know, because I have a normal fast metabolism to begin with, but you know, that can slow down real quick if a person eats McDonald's or Hardee's or milkshakes and sugar and Twinkies. And when I started realizing and became self-aware, I decided that I wasn't going to do that to my body anymore. And when I made that change, I feel fabulous.
I know. So do I. And you have to change your diet, which is challenging for some people. I know it was for me. And you have to change your mindset and it's so much when you think about all the stuff that you need to do, but you just have to make the decision. And I promise you this, if anyone's listening, and Rich, you know this, I promise you, I can guarantee you, if you just stick with it, you'll see and feel and think the difference.
That's so
true,
Leslie.
You just got to stick with it.
Yep, that's the key, and people quit. They give up too soon, and they're just about ready to have their breakthrough. See, I've started something and didn't finish it before in the past, but this time I said I'm going to see this thing all the way through. The worst thing that could ever happen to me personally is I could be feeling phenomenal. That was the only thing that went through my head. I said, the worst thing that could happen is I could be super healthy and feel phenomenal. So why not give it a shot? And as soon as I started living that way, and then I tied into the whole breakthrough. That was part of my breakthrough, you know, mentally, physically, and then from a dietary standpoint.
Yeah.
You know?
And I want to add one thing. I just turned 63. Woohoo! So,
you don't look a day over 30.
Oh, baby.
Well, you do look really good, Les. I mean, you take care of yourself, so that's a big thing.
Well, I'm working. I'm not perfect, but I'm working on it. But I want to be a role model for other women my age because there's a lot of women of my age that could really turn themselves around and feel better, you know, look better, feel better, build self-esteem, build confidence, and all of that comes with just deciding that you're going to make things different, you know, turn things around.
Right.
You can do it.
So what's your routine like daily?
Daily? Well, I'm up, let's see, We got 5 minutes left. Wow, it went fast.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
I get up at 6 in the morning. Well, I have a class that starts at 6. It's for an hour. It's an exercise class. And then I go swimming, and I swim every day. I go swimming every day, and I work out in the pool. And I'm about to – I think I'm going to get some water weights because I was just reading an article about resistance that you get in the water is far better than the resistance that you get from bands or resistance exercise on ground. So, yeah, baby, I'm becoming a water baby. Just call me
yes,
water baby.
You're becoming
–
you're becoming a Leslie Phelps. Pretty soon you're going to end up winning Olympics.
Yeah, so you got to put that A on the end because I'm a lady. Well, Leslie Phelps.
I know.
Phelps.
Phelps. Say it with a little bit of an accent, right?
Yeah.
Well, my routine in a short – go ahead.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead. That's my routine.
My turn?
I do it every day. Every
morning. That's pretty cool. Well, mine is real simple, too. It's I get up first thing in the morning, and, you know, and I work out. Well, I have me a I, of course, get ready, have me a nice little energy drink. I drink lots of water, lots of alkaline water, and then I take my protein and vitamins, and then I do, like, about a half-hour workout of a particular muscle group and a little bit of cardio, and then I start my day. You know, I start my day. But the first thing, though, very first thing I do is as soon as I get up, turn on a video, turn on a YouTube video of something motivational. And because what I learned is what you listen to the first 20 minutes when you wake up in the morning, the first 20 minutes within that time frame, there's like a window, is going to set the pace of your day. So that's why – and I get up really, really early in the morning, and my sisters so some of them I think want to strangle me because I'm like this. I take it a text. I have to learn how to temper that because I'm just my body wakes up in the morning and it's like hello world.
We're getting down to 2 minutes, Rich. So we gotta wind things up.
All right.
Because this thing will cut us off.
Well, how dare they?
All right. So parting words.
Well, I just think that anybody out there that is looking for a breakthrough, just remember, like what Leslie said earlier, your breakthrough is waiting. I mean, your breakthrough is right around the corner. All you have to do is just hang in there and don't quit. And you're going to have your good days and you're going to have your not so good. I call it your good days and you're going to have a day of reflection. I have good days. I don't have bad days anymore. I have good days and a day of reflection.
Yep.
So I just say hang out, hang in there, stay positive, stay motivated. Get around people that are going to help move you forward. How about you, Les?
Well, I feel the same way, and I like that. I like that. You have good days and you have days of reflection because it's the days of reflection where you can really figure out, you know, what the problem is, how do you want to deal with it, and for every problem there is a solution. So you start doing solution thinking and not thinking, you know, you're a failure and blah, 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 and go down that bunny hole, which is never ending. So stay away from the potholes, the bunny potholes.
Or Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah. But
but
the breakthroughs are there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We've always had them throughout our lives. So we will continue to have them. And they're all good. I think they're all good, no matter what it
Amen.
Is.
Amen. And
good.
Awesome. I've gone back to having that creativity like a child, that excitement like a child. As kids, we're not prejudiced or biased, and we're excited all the time. So that's what I've gone back to in my frame of thinking.
All right, we got to say
awesome?
Goodbye. We're coming back every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And
Saturday?
So what?
You mean Saturday or Saturday, right?
Saturday. So say goodbye, Rich. Say goodbye, Rich.
Have a great one, everybody. Thanks for coming on the show. We really are so happy that you joined us. And come back and see us next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yep.
Boom,
all
baby,
righty.
Boom.
All right. This is Leslie Federici, and we will talk to you soon. All righty. Here we go. See you next week.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.